I'm Jim McCune. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I finally got a copy of the third volume of Hilary Mantel's magnificent trilogy, The Mirror and the Light. Her first two volumes, Wolf Hall and Bring Up the Bodies, garnered well-deserved Booker Prizes. Hilary's incredible story, with nearly 1,700 pages, delves into the minutest details of the lives of this interesting family. While reading her latest book, I took some notes of interesting passages. I believe these tidbits will more than whet the appetite for those interested in the period. Here we go. Hilary writes, "Would that my niece had imitated Catherine of Aragon in other particulars," Norfolk says. "Had she been obedient, chaste, and meek, her head might still be on her shoulders." Thomas Cromwell is now 50 years old. The same small, quick eyes, the same thick-set, imperturbable body, the same schedules. He is at home wherever he wakes, the Rolls House on Chancery Lane, or his city house at Austin Friars, or at Whitehall with the King, or in some other place where Henry happens to be. For this is England, a happy country, a land of miracles where stones underfoot are nuggets of gold and the brooks flow with claret. The Boleyn's white falcon hangs like a sorry sparrow on a fence while the Seymour Phoenix is rising. The king begins, as he often does, as if they had just been speaking and for some slight cause had broken off, a door opening or a spark flying from the fire. He says, "In the days when I wanted her and could not have her, when we were apart, Anne Boleyn and I, let us say I was at Greenwich and she was here at Kent. In those days, I used to see her standing before me, smiling just as if she were real, as real," the king stretches his hand out, "as real as you, Cromwell. But now I know she was never truly there, not in the way I thought she was." Anne Boleyn was beheaded in Volume 2. Continuing, Hilary writes, "What is a woman's life? Do not think because she is not a man she does not fight. The bedchamber is her tilting ground, where she shows her colors, and her theater of war is the sealed room where she gives birth." Surprisingly enough, this is a quick read, mainly because the text is so detailed and tight. An unexpected surprise was a discussion about the death of Thomas Becket. There is a play, Lion in Winter, which also mentions the murder by Henry II. Again, the details of that incident come alive in the hands of Hilary Mantel. If you have a penchant for knights, queens, and all sorts of individuals to the lowest laborer, this is a story you might want to stop after 100 pages or so to find the first two stories of King Henry VIII. In The Mirror and the Light, a masterpiece of the first order awaits you, my gentlemen and ladies of the court. 15 shining stars for all three volumes. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McCune. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.